Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, July 9th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. In casting news, Shalina Kennedy will join the company of The Great Gatsby as Myrtle Wilson beginning July 15th. She will serve as a temporary replacement for original cast member Sarah Chase, who is currently in the final rounds of chemotherapy. She was previously diagnosed with fallopian tube cancer. Chase is expected to rejoin The Great Gatsby sometime in September. Kennedy is best known as Broadway's longest-tenured Carole King in Beautiful, the Carole King musical, having played over 1,200 performances in the role. She was most recently seen on Broadway as Annie O'Brien in Paradise Square, and off-Broadway earlier this year in A Sign of the Times. The Great Gatsby continues at the Broadway Theater. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses have just been published for the week ending Sunday, July 7th. As is typical for the week including the 4th of July holiday, the industry took a hit, with grosses down 8% and attendance down 5%. As was previously announced, Merrily We Roll Along in its final week was not only Broadway's highest-grossing show, its $2.76 million total for the week marks the highest weekly tally of any production of a Stephen Sondheim musical. The show won 4 Tonys last month, recouped its entire investment, and was filmed for a pro shot for future release. Elsewhere, Chicago slipped a little bit to just over $822,000 at the Ambassador, but thanks to Jinx Monsoon of RuPaul's Drag Race fame back in the cast for a strictly limited run, the performance on July 5th, according to Playbill, broke a record for the highest single performance gross at just over $136,000. Longer runners and more established titles were among the only shows to see a rise in their grosses last week, including Aladdin, Back to the Future, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, The Book of Mormon, The Lion King, and Wicked. Newly crowned Best Musical winner The Outsiders also rose to over $1,375,000 at the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater, and the new comedy Oh Mary sold out the Lyceum in its final full week of previews, taking in over $676,000. Opening night is Thursday, July 11th. One more positive note coming out of last week's grosses, despite the drop in attendance figures, average percent capacity reached its highest mark since late March. An astounding 25 out of 27 shows played to houses that were at least 90% full. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.